Good evening, and thank you for the opportunity to comment to the SEC regarding this project. Our family resides at 23 Nottingham Road in this town, Deerfield. We've been here for 45 years. The proposed transmission line will run 1,200 feet over our property, crossing an active hayfield and a vibrant wetland teeming with wildlife. We are cherishing our views of Mount Pawtuckaway each day, knowing that they will be gone forever if this project is implemented. We adamantly oppose the Northern Pass project. The SEC must determine the cost-benefit of this project and the cost-benefit for New Hampshire. And the major component of the SEC decision process is to decide whether this project will serve the New Hampshire public interest. Northern Pass is withholding its cost-benefit analysis, which was asked for in its application to the SEC. I have put one together based on what we know today, and I'd like to take a look at that and tell you about it. This is brief, not as long as perhaps the real one. At this point in the process, we have a fairly good knowledge of what Eversource is asking New Hampshire to pay for this project. More will be discovered as the SEC process goes forward. Let's talk about the costs, the permanent hard costs, not in dollars and cents, but categories, if you will, or particular that will lead to costs ultimately. To the landscapes, I don't know if you're aware that the landscape along and around the entire length of this project was declared a national treasure by the National Public Trust. That will be something that we won't see as well after the project is done, if it is done. Loss of scenic views. We can expect damaged and destroyed wetlands. Loss and damage to wildlife habitat. Steel tower industrialization. Loss, destruction of wildlife and endangered species. Negative health impacts of EMF. Negative impact on historic and cultural areas along the route. Property value declines. Infliction of potential health and safety hazards and fears because Northern Pass fall zones are outside of the right-of-way. Loss of dangerous trees outside the right-of-way. Impact of future expansion of the Northern Pass corridor by spawning transmission lines to other areas and states adjacent to New Hampshire and to transmit energy from other new sources. Impact of building Northern Pass long-term and permanent. And while details of many construction operations are not in the Northern Pass application, we can be sure of traffic congestion. We've heard about some of that tonight. Noise, crowding, property damage, and we're talking about over a length of time, which I don't know what it is, but it would be probably several years. So let's talk about benefits now. Yes?
Just wanted to let you know you're 3.5, and so...
Three and a half? Yeah. I didn't time this right. Excuse me. I'm almost there. Benefits. This is a problem. There is no meat. Northern Pass has stated New Hampshire residents may receive a 5% reduction in electric energy costs. That is it. There is a significant imbalance between the supposed benefits of what Northern Pass proposes to give New Hampshire for the cost New Hampshire is being asked to pay. So questions to Eversource. Show us your Northern Pass cost-benefit analysis. Show us the power purchase agreement with Hydro-Québec. Show us the memo of understanding with Hydro-Québec. This is clearly a bad deal for New Hampshire. The project is a speculative Eversource project to bring power to southern New England, excuse me. It is not a reliability project to keep the lights on. The objective of this project is clear. It's to enrich the Eversource stockholders. So I urge the SEC to exercise its due diligence and study this project thoroughly. I expect the SEC to bring forth an honest decision that is fair for New Hampshire. And one last point, if I may, different topic. I have a strong objection to this confidentiality. Eversource is dealing with the public here, and they're selling to the public in New Hampshire. That should not be kept from us. They're pitching to us, and we deserve full and complete knowledge of this project. So thank you very much.